Folks, it's time for three startling true facts about the Minnesota Vikings. The Minnesota Vikings colors are purple, gold, and white. The purple, of course, coming from local rock star Prince, who lives in Minnesota. He was born in 1958 and was only a few years old when the Vikings first hit the field in 1961. Already a seasoned musician as a toddler, team owners had seen Prince perform at a local nightclub, singing his song Purple Light Mist with Intermittent Sunshine, an early version of his later hit Purple Rain. The owners loved the song so much, they made purple the core of the Vikings team colors. This led to a long relationship between Prince and the Vikings. When Prince was 8 years old, the team invited him to play at halftime his song, Purple Hail the Size of Golf Balls. As a teenager, his first radio hit was Purple Thunder Showers Clearing by the Weekend. The name Vikings was chosen for the team partly as a tribute to the large Scandinavian population in Minnesota. Other Scandinavian-related names they considered included Minnesota Stoics, the Minnesota Reticents, the Minnesota Better Keep It to Myself, and the Minnesota No Display of Emotion, Even at Home in the Dark. And finally, the Minnesota SPF 50 Sunblock. Oh, there were other great names available, but the people around here, they just figured it was better to keep it to themselves. Please do not use my name or likeness in this video. Thank you. I'd appreciate that. The Vikings' first coach was Norm Van Brocklin, who as a player led the Philadelphia Eagles to the NFL championship the year before and then moved into the coaching ranks with the Vikings the next year. Van Brocklin started in the league in 1950 playing for the LA Rams, where he played with Elroy Crazy Legs Hirsch, named for his crazy running style. He splayed his legs out, almost like they were broken off from the rest of his body. And then he churned them real fast. And they came out and then came back in. He kind of churned them like a broken down egg beater. I don't know how he did it, but boy, it was fast. And he could cut. He could cut faster than your grandfather cutting his finger carving the turkey at Thanksgiving. Crazy Legs Hirsch created so much wind power behind him that the Rams used it to power their lights during night games. He not only kept the lights on, but on those hot nights in Los Angeles, he kept our seats cool with a nice breeze. We loved that fella, Crazy Legs. As a coach, Van Brocklin often battled with star quarterback Fran Tarkenton. Tarkenton liked to roam around and scramble, but Van Brocklin wanted him to stay in one place. The conflict became the basis of a Broadway musical in 1965 called I Like to Zoom Like a Rocket, but Coach Wants Me to Stay in the Pocket.
I mean, let's be honest. It was a terrible play, terrible. I mean, it only lasted one day on Broadway, and honestly, I'm surprised it didn't close before it even opened.
Folks, those have been three startling true facts about the Minnesota Vikings and a bunch of hogwash I made up off the top of my head. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe.